Blog Talk Radio.
You in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Today's show is about check your attitude before it wrecks your life. A lot of us are walking around with a lot of baggage, and I think that we all need to take a really good and strong look in the mirror and see what parts we play in basically our own destruction and our own unhappiness. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're waking up mad every morning, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. If you think because any little thing that goes wrong at the job or on your way to traffic is a major catastrophe in your life, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself. If you think that everything is supposed to go your way and that the world is supposed to stop and recognize you, then guess what? You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. You are destroying not only your life in the sense of your life personally, but you're also destroying the lives of people around you, be it whether you believe you care or you don't believe you care. Every person that's on earth has a reason, a purpose, and every person on this earth actually deserves respect, consideration, and all of that. I think before we start looking at all of the negativities that we experience in our lives, we need to start looking at the possibilities within our life. You know, instead of looking at, you know, the things that are going to hurt us, like having a closed mind, feeling hopeless, or having a lack of imagination, I think we need to look at the opportunities, the potential, and the imagination that each and every one of us has, and how by using those simple keys, those simple tools that everyone has, I don't care who you are, you don't have to be an artist, you don't have to be an inventor, you don't have to be any of those things, but if you start to realize the possibilities that are within you, you can actually have a great and wonderful life. But the first person that you need to convince of this is you. You know, there's an old saying that if you say you can't do it and you believe you can't do it, you're not wrong. You're right. But if you say you can do it and you believe you can do it, then guess what? You're also not wrong. You're right. So that means that basically it's up to you. It's in your mind. It's how you look at things. You know, sometimes they say that during the darkest times, that's when we need to actually buckle up and we need to start having faith and having belief in what we're doing. You know, there was a story actually that was recently shared with me, and actually my wife shared it with me actually today. And I'm not going to go through the whole story, but basically it was about a man who was married to his wife for 10, 20 years. And in that time that he was married with his wife, he realized that, well, he didn't realize it, but basically they started to lose their intimacy. They started to grow apart. You know, they were so busy with the do-to-do and the things to do and the little minutiae that actually we get lost in, that they kind of lost their feeling. Well, he lost his feelings for her. So the man goes back to his wife and he says, well, listen, you know, I don't want to be married to you anymore. And I'm cutting through it. It's a lot longer. But I don't want to be married to you anymore. I want a divorce. So he's going to divorce his wife with this other woman that he's now madly in love with. Well, his wife, of course, still loving him, still caring for him, all of that. She goes back to him and she says, well, you know, he offers her the house, the car, you know, half of, or part of his business, all of the above. And she refuses to sign the paperwork. So then she comes back to him a couple of days later, and she comes up with her own agreement and said, well, if you'll agree to this, we'll sign the paperwork. Well, basically, the lady was genius. What the lady did was she believed, I believe in her heart, that her husband loved her. But she also wanted to show him something. So she made an agreement, and she said that she would sign the paperwork within 30 days if the man would carry her every morning to the front door like he did when they got married. So every morning, the man would get up, and he agreed to this, and he would carry his wife to the front door. day transpired, actually within the first week of the 30 days, the man's whole outlook of his wife changed because he started to realize things. Why was he realizing things? Because he had her in his arms. He had no choice but to pay attention. He had no choice but to give her his utmost attention as he carried her from one part of the house to the other part. Well, needless to say, at the end of the 30 days, the gentleman ended up doing what? He ended up going to the lady who he was going to marry and told her, listen, I don't want to get divorced. I love my wife, and I'm going to stay with her. Of course, the lady who he was engaged to had a fit, slapped him, slammed the door in his face, and he left. Well, on his way, now, of course, there was a son involved, and that son saw him carrying his wife from time to time. But anyway, on his way to, you know, go back home, he stopped and got some flowers for his wife. Well, he got the flowers, got in his car, went home. But when he got home and he went upstairs because the house was quiet, he got upstairs, and when he got there, his wife had passed. She had passed away. What the man didn't know was that during the last X amount of time, because they had grown so far apart, his wife had had cancer. And at the time that they were even growing more apart, she realized that she had this cancer and that she wasn't going to make it. So she didn't want him to have the guilt that he would have experienced if he had divorced her not knowing, and then, of course, the son and everybody else feeling as though he abandoned his wife. But, again, it's back to that check yourself before you wreck yourself attitude. Ladies and gentlemen, we all go through trials and tribulations. We all have different things that happen in our lives that affect our lives. We all have things going on. And most of us are deeply embedded in the thick of thin things. And we don't really pay attention to the things that are around us. We don't pay attention to the true joys that we have or the true experiences that we have. So today's show is basically about looking at what's going on in your life and then looking at the paradigm that you're experiencing and then trying to look at it from another perspective. And sometimes looking at it from another perspective means that you need to step outside of yourself. You need to have an open mind. You need to stop thinking about you and start actually thinking about the other person. However, it's very hard to do that because you are you and you're locked in you. So sometimes you have to get other people's opinion. Sometimes you have to actually really work hard to separate yourself from the you that's always been you. Because like somebody else told me, you know, if they could get past the idiot that's looking them in the mirror, then they could be rich and skinny. But unfortunately, that person constantly gets in their way. So, again, today's show is about taking responsibility for what you do and also trying to have an open mind with all the things that you do, because we are what we repeatedly do. What we repeatedly do and what we've learned is what we are. Life is a succession of lessons which must be lived to be understood, and that's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. Each of us lives a life. Each of us has a series of different experiences, and each of us should be learning from those experiences, and if we're smart, we should also be trying to learn from the experiences of others. But if when we go to look at the experiences of others and ourselves, and we look at it with a very small window, you know, we look at it as if we're looking through a pair of a telescope, then guess what? We're not going to see the whole picture. We're only going to see that narrow picture and have that narrow view. So what do we need to do? We need to listen. We need to shut up. We need to stop having the self-talk. You know, all great truths are simple in final analysis and easily understood if they are not. They are not great truths. That's by Napoleon Hill. So some of basically what we would call the greatest truths are the truths that have always been in front of us. It's the things that we ignore. It's the things that we don't pay attention to. It's the things that we take for granted. And because we take them for granted, we miss the big picture. We miss seeing the true value in what it is that we have because we're so busy looking at what we want. So we're not really looking at the things that we have and seeing them correctly. You know, myself, I go to a lot of networking events. And at each networking event, I always find it entertaining how the people who have it a lot of times forget back when they didn't have it and don't realize that that person that they could be helping because they don't have it to have it could also be helping them to reach their particular goals, to reach their aspirations, and to develop and to become the people that they should become. Everybody's looking at what's in it for me, WIIFM. Well, please understand that what's in it for me is great until one day you realize that what's in it for you could have been much greater if you had thought about what's in it for the other person. How can I help the other person? What can I do to help this person succeed? And by helping this person to succeed, how would that and how could that and how can that help me? And when I say how could that help you, I'm not just talking about in the sense of how it's going to help you monetarily. I'm not talking about how it's going to help you with your social standings. I'm not talking about how it's going to help you with your greatness that you can see. I'm talking about how it can help you with the greatness that you can't see, the inner you, creating that person that is, of course, nobody is perfectly rounded, but is better rounded, but is got more versatility. That is more of a person that is considered an asset over being an ass. I have a tendency to meet in my belief, and sometimes I may be one myself, I have a lot of tendencies to meet what I would call asses, but I don't really meet a whole lot of people that express to me that they are assets. So each of us need to think about what it is that we're doing and why we're doing it, and then understand that the world is bigger than all of us. Success is more than making money. Success is helping other people to grow, and as you help them to grow, you grow. Life is more important, and it's a discovery. That discovery is something that you should be experiencing every day. Every day you should try to learn a couple of new things, not just one new thing, but a couple of new things. Every day you should be working to broaden your horizons, to make yourself a better person. Success means doing the best we can with what we have. Success is in the doing. It is not in the getting. It is in trying not to it is not in triumph, and that's by Wynn Davis. Again, success is a series of different things, but it's no one thing. Having a lot of money, having a fast car, you know, having a pretty woman on your side, those are only some of the things that actually can give that success usually creates or has around them, but they're not the whole thing. You know, money isn't everything. And not having money doesn't mean that you're not successful. You know, it's just that most of us, in turn, look at success as being money. So our potential for real success, you know, in our society today, a large number of people never fulfill their potentialities. Their environments may not be stimulated in such and in that particular area for fulfillment. Nor may they actually be growing. So basically, unless you look for a all over success, so to speak, you're never probably really going to achieve success. You're stunting your own growth, as Grandmaster Peter Urban used to say. You know, the world is full of stunters. And again, sometimes we get people that reach a certain level of success, and what do? They throw it all away. Why? Because they start reading their own press releases. They start believing their own hype. And then you've got some people that just don't feel as though they deserve it. If you don't feel that you deserve success, first off, you need to go back and find out what you've done to do to get where you are. And then help somebody else get there. Stop acting like you're in your ivory tower and it's lonely at the top. Because guess what? It's only lonely at the top because you didn't bring quality people up with you. And if you're at the top and you didn't bring people with you, that doesn't mean that you can't nurture people right now to get them up there. if you're at the bottom. Stop hating the people at the top and understand that maybe if you got to know them a little better, then maybe you could also get to know yourself a little better, and maybe that person could be the person that helps you. Maybe that person is looking for someone just like you to nurture and to help and to grow and to develop. You know, life is hard and not always fair. That's another thing that each and every one of us needs to look at every day. We need to understand that life isn't fair and life can be very hard. However, a lot of times it's as hard as you believe it is, and it's also as hard as you make it. All right? Life is a series of problems. Do we want to moan about them or resolve them? That's by M. Scott Perk. So if you're not going to fix the problem, then you truly must not have a problem. Are you going to take life and move on and create a life that's worth living? Or are you just going to complain and whine and groan about it? Every day takes courage. Every day takes you getting up and facing whatever challenge is in front of you and understanding that if you can beat that challenge, then guess what? You can beat the next one and the next one and the next one. But everything starts with you. Our potential is our real success. It really is. You know, every day is one day at a time. And one day of life is a valuable lesson. Every day you should be looking to learn. Every day you should be looking to grow. Every day you should understand that if it's meant to be, you can make it become, but you have to believe in you. Life is also fun and incredibly funny. I mean, think about it when you're driving on the highway. When you're driving on the highway and you run into somebody that does something that is just ridiculously stupid. Of course, hopefully they don't hurt themselves. Perfect example. You know, my brother-in-law the other day, he was telling me how he was driving on I-95 northbound trying to get to work. And this lady was talking on her cell phone. Well, she inadvertently cut him off twice, could have caused an accident. And he started to get a little bit mad, and he's kind of a heavy foot from time to time. And he started to actually, you know, jump in front of this woman and cut her back off and, you know, give her a little bit of a taste of her own medicine. But this particular time, he actually kept his reserve. He actually didn't do anything like that. He didn't play into somebody else's plan or somebody else's misery. So he let the lady go in front of him. And then, again, because of the way the traffic was, she was, you know, had gotten back in front of him again, cut him off a second time. And again, he kept his calm. He woo-sawed, as we say, and he kept his calm. Well, this lady now is further up the road. Next thing you know, my brother goes, looks over to the right, and this same lady who cut him off twice because she was trying to talk on her phone or text or whatever it is that she was doing had rear-ended another car. So now this person that cut him off because they were in a rush and because they were miserable and because they had stuff on their minds, be it that they didn't get up in time or whatever, now that person has to sit on 95 because they're now in the middle of a car accident. So now they've got a damaged vehicle. It's going to take more time. There's got to be a police report. They may have to get towed, the maintenance on their car to get it repaired, the body work and all of that stuff. To me, that's incredibly funny. And if you look at things with an open mind, sometimes you can find the comedy in it. It's kind of like when you have a comedian that is telling you a story about different things that are, like, funny. Why are they funny? They're funny because they're things that we see every day, and that's one of the great things about comedians. They can take the everyday example, shoot it back at us, and we can always connect it to people who we know have done the same thing or have come close, be it we know them personally or we don't. Of all our gifts bestowed by nature on the human being, hearty laughter must be close to the top. And that's by Norman Cousins. Again, every now and then we need to laugh about what's going on. Every now and then we need to put a smile on our face and we need to understand that, you know, it's really not that bad. This too will pass. You know, laughter is a healer. It truly is. You know, even Edison and Einstein said that laughter are actually very healthy for you. They're things that give you balance. Laughter is also the way to be, what could I say? Laughter is the way to find joy And to be practical, sometimes laughing about something is the way to be practical about a thing. All right? Laughter. So ladies and gentlemen, let's just look at it this way. Let's laugh and be well. Okay? Let's do the things necessary so that we can have the type of life that we want to have. And again, it's up to you. We live by choice and not by chance. That means that whether you're going to be upset or whether you're not going to be upset, it's a choice. Whether you're going to have a good day or you're going to have a bad day, it's a choice. Whether you're going to be happy or not be happy, it's a choice. Whether you're going to have a nightmare or a fantasy dream, it's a choice. You set up the dominoes, and then what does your mind do? Your mind believes everything in which you tell it to believe. Everything that you make your mind believe is real, your mind sees it real, as real. So reality is what? It's a perception. All right? God asks no man whether he will accept life. That is not the choice. You must take it. The only choice is how. And that's by Henry Waldo Beecher. So, God or the magnificent or omnipotent power has given you life. He didn't give you the choice of taking life or not taking life. He gave you life. The choice that you have is how are you going to choose to deal with it, all right? So your only choice is how you choose to live your life, how you choose to accept things, how you choose to deal with things, how you choose to face things, how you choose to take somebody that cuts you off on the road or somebody that you catch cheating you out of something or somebody that's not going to work with you. You know, I do, again, as I said, a lot of networking. Well, guess what? I'm going to network with you, and I'm going to help you. A lot of times I'm going to step out there first. I'm going to give you a referral first. I'm going to try to help you grow your business. But at some point, I'm going to notice that you're not doing the same. You're not being reciprocal. Because guess what? I already know that no matter how different we are, each of us can do whatever it is that we truly want to do if we want to do it. So that means it's a choice. It's a choice for me to talk more about your business than my business. It's also the same choice for you to decide if you want to help me. If you have five people that are on your side and that are also going to lift something with you, isn't it a lot easier to lift? So if each person is doing their share, then guess what? We all grow by five. And if we grow that five by five, we grow by what? By another 10, all right? Then another 20. Then another 30, then so forth and so on until we get where we need to get. Our greatest freedom, our greatest source of strength is our ability to choose. So ladies and gentlemen, please don't wreck your life. Don't do things that are going to destroy you. Discovering your own choices is a beautiful thing, and by taking that and looking at it seriously, you can do whatever you need to do. Remember, too, that life is a series of choices. All right, whether it's good, whether it's bad, it's how you perceive it that makes it so. It's not actually how it is. It's how you perceive it to be. The most important choices that we get to make are every day. All right, so choose wisely. Choose your character. Choose value. You know, choose to be free and to treat people and others freely. You know, choose to handle adversity. All right, choose to do as much learning as you possibly can. Choose to be accomplished in life and constantly working to improve yourself. Choose to have a system of belief that you live by and that you use to model your life. Choose your own purpose. Don't let someone else choose it for you. Choose your attitude regardless of the circumstances. Again, you can't choose what happens to you, but you can choose how you decide to deal with it. Next thing, attitude is a choice. The most important one ever made is your attitude. How you decide to deal with the world is how the world is going to respond to you, okay? If you've got $10 million and you're a butthead, guess what? You're a butthead, but you're paying everybody to do what you want. What happens when you don't have the money to pay them anymore? They stop. What happens when an opportunity that could give you another $10 million comes up? Nobody wants to share it with you. The only way that they're going to want to share it with you if they're looking at the WIIFM. Why? Because they're not vested. They don't have belief in you. They have belief in the fact that if they share the information with you, they're going to get a cut. But it's not somebody that truly wants to help you. It's not anybody that truly wants to be on your side. So ladies and gentlemen, your attitude is crucial. Your attitude is crucial in affecting your life. Everything can be taken from a man, but no one thing can be taken if it's something that's not takeable, all right? The last of human freedoms is your choice. Choose the one thing that nobody can choose for you, and that's your attitude. Anything given in assertive circumstances to choose one's own way, all right? One of the greatest people that I think everybody ought to read is Viktor Frankl. Viktor Frankl wrote books about when he was in the Nazi Germany death camps and dealing with different things that had happened to him and the choices that he made. The choices that he made not only maintained his sanity, but they kept him and hundreds of his other captors that were captives with him during that time because he was Jewish alive. So it's your choices, your attitude, how you deal with things. Even when things are at their worst, it's how you perceive them. It's having a good attitude when the world is caving in. I'm not saying it's easy, but what I'm telling you is in all my life, in all my heart, it's worth it. So even though the world may seem like it's coming to an end, it's how you perceive it. All right? Your attitude is immensely important. All right? It's not your aptitude that mostly makes you succeed. It's your attitude. You know, just the other day I met some people that were very pompous. So their aptitude have taken them a certain level, but their attitudes will be their downfall. So keep that in mind, all right? Your attitude is also what you say when you talk to yourself, because negative self-talk has an effect on you. Why? Because you're hearing it twice. Negative thinking has an effect on you. Why? Because it's already in your mind and you're thinking it, all right? So approach life with a positive mindset and do everything possible to make your life a positive and useful thing. All right? Think with an open mind, ladies and gentlemen. Think for yourself. Think constructively. The whole thing is think. And then creating, the last thing we're going to talk about is creating a habit for success is key. Our habits are key to all our habits are key to all our successes. In truth, the only difference between those who have failed and those who have succeeded lies in the difference of their habits. And that's by Orr Manding. Again, your habits and your series of things are going to give you success. Create a list of the things that you want to do. Find the things that are most important, and then put the steps necessary in place to actually doing those things so that you can meet the goals that you want to meet, so that you can have the success that you want to have. Have a dream board. Look at the people that you actually associate with and understand that the people who you associate with are your future. They're also the dictators, in some cases, of your success. Why? Because if they're negative, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to become negative. Negativity is going to start to get into you. So you need to create powerful habits. And to create a powerful habit, what you need to do is start looking at the things that you want to do and then start mimicking the things that other people have done that have brought that success for you or that have brought success for them that are things that you can do. And understand that whatever those things are, you can do them if you want to have success, if you want to be happy. Get the winning habits necessary so that you can have the things that you want to do. Habits as simple as finding a new habit and starting to do that and then allowing that new habit to create, to replace that old habit, all right? Habits and character. Look at your character, look at yourself, and look at what you're doing and find, is that what you want? Is that going to get you where you need to be? Next thing, be thankful. Being thankful is a habit, the best one you'll ever have. Every day, be thankful that you're breathing. Be thankful that you have the opportunity to take advantage of the things that are actually presented to you, that you're here on earth at this time in this place, and start using those thoughts, those habits, and those things to be grateful for. If somebody gives you something, be thankful. If a waiter serves you, be thankful. If somebody holds a door for you, be thankful. All right? Somebody suggestion. Take it as a suggestion. Have an open mind. Look at it in a positive way, and then accept that and understand that that person that's sharing that information with you is sharing it hopefully from the heart. And if they're not, it doesn't matter. If you believe and perceive that it's from the heart, guess what? It's from the heart. As long as it's not going to hurt you, then it's a positive thing. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. Remember, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't let your attitude destroy your life. Don't let your habits destroy your life. Read the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. You know, do the things necessary. Don't complain because you don't have. Enjoy what you've got. And that's by H. Stanley Judd. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show. Please share the show with other people. And also give us a comment. If you have comments about anything that we say on the shows, we'd appreciate your comments and your feedback, because we can't get better unless you share. And I appreciate all of the people that have shared their comments with us, even though a lot of them have been offline. They haven't been actually on the show. They've been after the show, and they've told me about it. But I am extremely grateful to you, and please help us to grow the show. Again, we're only here because people are actually listening. Again, this is Zurian of The Zurian Show, and everybody have a great and fantastic day.